won't return. Forever you will wait. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
I'm at war with myself, I'm at war with you, I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain, I want the clarity of the challenge, I want to win. I want to kick in the head, I want to tear the throat box out, I want to smash in the lungs, I want to kick in the rib cage, I want to split the spine, and I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
This is 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR Radio, for a Monday morning, which means it's time for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, as Peter from Breakfast for the Grounds, is departing the studio. Bye-bye, Peter. Thank you for everything, including your final exit music. Because of Pete, that song is forever ingrained in my mind. I guess it's a good thing. It's going to be like a mantra for me. Anyway, I know that it's time to hop on to do this show. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Last week, hijacked by a couple of fantastic Kiwi musicians, Matt Langley and Jake from New Zealand. And I'm going to be playing them again a bit later on the show because they're still around the city. Matt is out there busking and playing gigs, including one this coming Wednesday. And I'll be telling you a bit about that. But keeping, I'll just start off with one more Kiwi song, actually, just while I'm thinking of New Zealand. My parents were just visiting here from Australia over the weekend, the last week, and they just sent me an email. They just got home, and in the subject heading was Home Again, and immediately popped into my head the classic song by Shehad. Shehad, an awesome rock band from Wellington in New Zealand, and they have a seminal single of theirs called Home Again. And it's I always think about this song every time I'm traveling or going home. I'm going to play you the single version of it. It's not the strongest version. Like, to see this band live is to be in one of the life-changing experiences. They're an amazing, incredible heavy rock band. This song, it's not the best edits of it. The album, it's a great song, but to see it live is another thing. But anyway, I'm going to play you this song. This is Shehad from New Zealand, a song called Home Again, and then on to some Australian music for you. We'll be right back.
towers of ivory are crumbling, and the swallows have sharpened their beaks. This is the time of our great undoing. This is the time that I'll come running straight to you, for I am captured. Straight to you, for on the ledge. Well, now sorrow, it comes a-stealing, and I'll cry, girl, but I'll come a-running straight to you, for I am captured. Straight to you, for I am captured. Once again.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show here in Vancouver, broadcasting live on 101.9 FM. And if you'd like to call through any time, of course, 604-822-CITR if you have any Australian requests or anything you'd like to say. Maybe you went to Folk Fest on the weekend and saw some of the Australian artists there. We're still on a bit of a New Zealand kick here, the aftermath of having two New Zealands. New Zealanders in the studio last week, Matt and Jake Langley, and so I thought I'd play for them, actually, and also for my parents who are home again, just flew home to Australia. That She Had song, Home Again, a classic track from that Wellington band. And after that was Nick Cave, an Australian who needs very little introduction to the discerning music lovers, a great Australian icon. And I played his lovely romantic tune there, a great love song called Straight to You. And thirdly, there was The Foes, a great band from Mornington Peninsula in Victoria. In Australia, the Foes are they're an institution. They've in 2007 they played their 1,000th gig. They've been playing in Australia for many, many years. And in 1997, actually, they had quite a bit of success with the album Future Spa, which was nominated for an ARIA Award. And I just played the track there, the second track off that album, and it was Don't Get Death Threats Anymore. That's The Foes, and you're listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, where every week I play great music you wouldn't otherwise have heard, both from the past, so I always play some older stuff there, and now into new music, of course, because that's really what we're here for, fresh and exciting sounds all the time. And one band in particular that's caught my attention is Waterford from Canberra, the capital city. I've featured some of the songs off their debut EP. Weeks past, I've played for you Waldening Stone, Police, Police, Police. I'm going to play for you now the brand new single. This is called London, England. Waterford are from Canberra, the Capital Territory, and they named their band after Jack Waterford, who is the editor of the local newspaper, the Canberra Times, and he's a local intellectual and man about town and you know, established figure there. So they named the band Waterford, and they're one of a wave of fresh bands coming through Canberra, apparently. It's where I used to live. I don't live there anymore and haven't been back for a while, but apparently people with their ears to the ground are saying that there's a lot of great music coming out of Canberra right now. So this is Waterford, an example of what's happening in the capital city of Australia.
I'm not
Jack, you watch every museum take the left on them field North Church Road. Oh no, I won't miss you. No, I can't miss you. Out the canal to the Camden Lock, the cab of bike, the tube of us. No, I won't miss you. No, I shan't miss you. Either come with me or stay inside. We will not miss what's yours and mine.
To the pre-season, you are the one who sets the pace for everyone. Your style is good to watch when you turn it up a notch. Well, we could be the perfect team, and I could live my childhood dream. I'm letting you know I'm a contender. I wanna be there at the end of September. At the end of September. Just another date, sitting outside your top eight. You've got this one in the bag. I wanna win your flag. You are much more than another game under my belt. The most of the cards that I've been dealt. I can see a new day dawning, and there goes a 5-minute warning. And now I'm really firing. You are my final siren. I'm letting you know I'm a contender. I wanna be there at the end of September. 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 At the end of September.
accidentally dog. Yeah, that's all. I've got another one so much more, honey. Yeah, that's all. I was here knocking out of town. It's not the best of dog jokes.
Going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
101.9 FM in Vancouver is what you're listening to with a live Australian-Canadian music show called Stranded. I'm your host, Matthew, and thanks for tuning in. I hope you had a great weekend out in the sun, maybe some folk festival activity. If you were at the festival, you might have seen a band called the Gertrudes, and they are going to be playing here in the studio live from 12 p.m. And I think they're just drifting in to set up in the adjacent studio. So that's something to look forward to. So it looks like no alternative radio this week. We've got some live music instead. Speaking of live music, you'll be able to see Matt Langley, the visiting Kiwi musician, play on Wednesday. I'm just about to play you his song. But before that, what you just heard there, the last song there was The Holy Soul. This is a band from Australia. The CD has just landed in the studio here at the station. The Holy Soul, Trent, Sam, John and Kate. They're a great rock and roll band. They've been around for a while. They've actually toured Europe with Mudhoney. This CD of theirs is called The Holy Soul, Damn You Ra, Damn You Comma Ra. And I played you the first single called That's All. They've toured Asia a number of times, played in Malaysia, Taiwan, so great band, out doing some great things. And before that, two songs from Canberra. You heard a clever little track there by Jason Recliner called Footy Tragic, about Australian rules football. And of course, Waterford at the top with their new single, London, England. And you can download that. You can go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/WaterfordTheRockBand. Also via the website, birdslovefighting.com as well. So that's Waterford from Canberra. And as I said before, sounds like Canberra is a bit of a hotbed at the moment for really interesting music. So, I'd suggest, tuning in here, because I'll be playing some more songs from that city here in the weeks to come. All right, so, anyone who was listening last week would have had the pleasure of hearing Matt and Jake Langley play. Matt Langley is an established solo acoustic artist from Dunedin in New Zealand, and Matt and his brother Jake are in Vancouver for the whole month of July. They've been playing some gigs at Falcon Eddie's, the Corduroy Lounge, and also the Dulcinea Cafe. So if you're interested in some great live music, some Kiwi music, you can catch Matt and Jake play at Dulcinea Cafe this coming Wednesday at 1118 Denman Drive in Vancouver. So here we go. This is Matt and Jake Langley for anyone who wasn't listening last week, or for whoever was and would like to hear some more, because you'd be hard-pressed to find a more interesting guy around the town at the moment. From Dunedin, New Zealand, this is Matt Langley.
Thank you.
Guess I always knew that I was going for a song, waiting for someone to wrap me up and take me home. Let it go now, let it go now, let it go now. Suddenly remember what I wanted to forget. Is this disintegration? Haven't thought about it yet. Let it go now, let it go now, let it go now. When I stop to think, my mind is ordinary. Ordinary things are on my mind. I know what to expect, I'm doing fine. Just didn't know I think about you all the time. Let it go now. Stop to think, my mind is ordinary. Ordinary things are on my mind. I know what to expect, I'm doing fine. Just didn't know I'd think about you all the time. Let it go now. And when I stop to think, my mind is ordinary. Ordinary things are on my mind. I know what to expect, I'm doing fine. Just didn't know I'd think about you all the time. Let it go now. Let it go now.
Kill you in the end. Sometimes it's distorted. It's not clear to you. Sometimes the beauty of love just comes ringing through. New glass in the window, new leaf on the tree, new distance between us.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And it's the Stranded Australian Canadian Music Hour, and we have another 15 minutes. So we've, of course, started the Canadian part of the show with the unmistakable voice there of Neil Young. I've played that song, Hate to Hendrix, live track from the recently released Dreaming Man Live 1992. So it's the live document of the Harvest Moon Tour. And for some reason, he has just decided to release this now in 2010. So it's good that he did. Because there's some classic tracks there from Hank to Hendrix. And I wanted to play that again for Matt Langley, because I know he's a big fan, and you might actually hear him play a Neil Young cover from the Harvest Moon album if you go to Dulcinea Cafe this Wednesday. He is playing on Wednesday night, just after the fireworks, and you heard two tracks there from Matt Langley, and including a live track there. So if you like what you hear there, Dulcinea Cafe, it's at 1118 Denman, Denman Street or Avenue in Vancouver, down there on the West End, and around 10 p.m., so just a bit after the fireworks this Wednesday. And he is a remarkable songwriter. He recently won the award for Best New Zealand Country Music Song for this year, but he's not... he's far from pigeonholed as a country artist. He is very eclectic, much like Neil Young, actually, who, of course, has straddled numerous genres and just makes really, really great music. So that's Matt Langley and his brother Jake on drums, visiting from Dunedin, Dulcinea Cafe, 1118 Denman on Wednesday. Okay, so let's keep the groove going well here this morning. Somebody thrust this CD into my hand the other day, a local artist. He currently lives in Vancouver, but was born in London, England, and raised in Edmonton, and grew up singing along to Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, Nick Drake, also influenced by Jeff Buckley, and he's played in a lot of bands, both in the UK and Canada, and locally based now, Vancouver. His name is Buckman Co, and I'm going to play you a track from a CD he recorded here in Vancouver, called Latest Waking, and I'll play the first track off this album, Give Up the Fright. So here's some local music for you here in Vancouver.
That's where
first one to bathe my shadows in the light. Making my ghost give up the fright. Making my ghost give up the fright. You know some give up the fright. Some give up the fright. I could tie you down, though we had sometimes only fooling around. Ooh, girl, with your kinks like mine, surely that is hard to find. I still crave you, I hope that's alright. You're the first one to bathe my shadows in the light. Making my ghost give up the fright. Making my ghost give up the fright. You know some give up the fright. Some give up the fright. Was the year my mind did prophesy. Our love, love would pin its tail on me. I don't know if it was wishful thinking on a part. For now, this little rogue has got my heart. That's alright. You're the first one to bathe my shadows in the light. Making my ghost give up the fright. Making my ghost give up the fright. You know some give up the fright. Some give up the fright.
formerly One Cool Word magazine, announces its official relaunch party on July 23rd, 2010 at the Rickshaw Theater. The OCW magazine relaunch party features a strong lineup of local musicians, comedians, and artists. The event features Parlor Steps, Wilderness Ears, Elephant Train, and Vincent Parker, and comedy by Charlie Demers, Graham Clark, The Sunday Service, and many more. As a bonus on this special occasion, guests will receive a one-year subscription to OCW magazine with cover. OCW relaunch party on Friday, July 23rd at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com.
Say the same thing twice.
Thanks for tuning in today, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. it's been a great show. Unfortunately, the band that was going to come in at midday has actually not been able to make it. So regular listeners who like alternative radio, good news is that you'll be able to hear it, as always. So sorry about that. But anyway, next week, of course, I'll be back with more Australian and Canadian content and maybe some New Zealand. Don't forget Dulcinea Cafe on Wednesday night. Matt Langley is playing from New Zealand. This is your chance to see him and his brother Jake all the way from Dunedin. And definitely, I highly recommend that. You just heard an awesome band there that I've featured a couple of times before, The City Streets, from currently based in Montreal, but from Edmonton. Play just really heartfelt music. I was captivated by them when I saw them play live, and they started off with a Replacements cover, and I was like, yeah, this is a band I want to know more about. I'll just read a little bit a review of their album, The Jazz Age. Oh, I played you a song called The Last Waltz Party off The Jazz Age by The City Streets, and Tom Murray from C Magazine says, you can blame the advent of irony, generational disillusionment, or simply change of taste often seems in short supply these days. In that sense, a band like The City Streets could be looked on as musical freedom fighters, offering a version of rock and roll that shows possibilities rather than dead ends, recklessness over restraint. Their sensitive screw-ups, these boys, and the jazz age catches them at their most fragile and out of control. So that's The City Streets from Montreal, or formerly from Edmonton, now based in Montreal. And before that, you heard Laura Merriman with the song Go On Now. And at the top was a local musician called Buckman Coe with his song Give Up the Fight from the latest Waking album. Some really beautiful music there. So that's pretty much it for the show, and alternative radio is coming up as per usual. Our apologies, the Gertrudes are not able to come in to play live at midday, so alternative radio is what you'll be hearing soon. I'm just going to leave you with let's play you a track. Yeah, we're just going to go out on some Australian punk here. A real quick song, The Meanies, 10% Weird. So thanks a lot for listening today. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
I mean, I'm not sitting in the cabinet Pentagon planners, but I think they would like that, because that would give them an excuse to bomb Iran. In fact, it might even give them an excuse to invade. I mean, if you look at the geography, Iranian oil is concentrated in the Gulf area, which happens to be substantially Arab Shiite. And it's, you know, I'm no military expert, but I'm sure it's within the military capacity of the United States to occupy that area and to open up the Gulf. And if Iran tried to close it, they might very well do that. I mean, who knows what it would lead to.
That's Noam Chomsky, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Noam Chomsky, targeting Iran. Hypocrisy is criticizing others for behavior which one engages in as well, a double standard. Imperial powers, of course, take the cake when it comes to hypocrisy. Not content with its spectacular mission accomplished success in Iraq, the Bush administration is now aiming its guns at Iran. An original member of the Axis of Evil, Iran, with the world's fourth largest oil reserves, has long been coveted by the neocons. The U.S., with a large occupation army in Iraq, and apparently with no sense of irony, warns Iran to stop meddling in the internal affairs of Iraq. Corporate media do not even comment on this blatant contradiction. And the American people, subjected to a steady stream of free press propaganda, the Gallup poll reports, Americans say Iran is their greatest enemy. Noam Chomsky, internationally renowned MIT professor, practically invented modern linguistics. In addition to his pioneering work in that field, he has been a leading voice for peace and social justice. He's in huge demand as a public speaker all over the world. The New York Times calls him a global phenomenon, perhaps the most widely read voice on foreign policy on the planet. Author of scores of books, his latest is the bestseller, Imperial Ambitions. I talked with him in his office at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in February 2006. Welcome to the program, Noam Chomsky.
Glad to be with you again.
I want to talk to you about Iran. Bush administration rhetoric on Iran echoes similar comments it made about Iraq. The president calls Iran the world's primary state sponsor of terrorism. The Secretary of State calls the country something to be loathed. The Defense Secretary Rumsfeld said the Iranian regime is today the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. And accompanying that, it's kind of reproduced in the media. Here's the February 13th cover story. The next nuclear threat. How dangerous is Iran? And there's a very grim photo of the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Where is U.S. policy going on Iran?
Well, U.S. policy has been